MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation joins us, as is his custom, to talk about the world of Mac. How are you this week, Chris?
I'm well, Steve. How's yourself?
A little stressed.
A little stressed?
A little bit stressed. The impending Christmas season.
Oh, yeah.
Or day leaves me always feeling a little... A friend of ours made a great quote the other day. It ain't Christmas till someone's crying. And nobody started crying yet, but I know it's coming.
Yeah.
So help me out here. Let's talk Mac. What's up in the world of Mac?
Well, I think I might be able to help your stress situation.
Yeah.
There's one thing that irritates every single geek that I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's your machine just crawling, just acting too slowly.
And it slows down. Does it get slower over time?
It does, but not for the reason that most people think it does.
Most people think it's because they got lots of programs on it.
Well,
and that's not the reason.
It's really not. It's little...
It get old.
It's little dumb things that people do with their machine, and they don't notice.
Okay.
Just like a car or anything else, you need to do a couple little things to make sure it's not about to fall apart.
Okay.
For instance, I know tons of people that they bring in their machine, and they boot it up, and they've got 500 items on their desktop. The desktop is just covered with items.
Oh, yes. That's one of my bugbears with somebody close to me in my life.
Yep.
Her desktop has a gazillion things on it. I say, that slows your Mac down, and she doesn't believe me.
Because it's using up RAM. Mm. Everything that sits on your desktop has to have a preview, has to be thought about, so it stays in RAM, which can slow your machine down dreadfully.
That's where that program that you talked to us about a couple of weeks ago, MemoryScope, comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I love MemoryScope. It's changed my life.
I'm happy
my
it
life.
Was.
I'm a MemoryScope aficionado.
Yeah. It just
because it tells us what resources are being used.
Yeah, and if you always have if you're always short of RAM and you have a ton of stuff on your desktop, just take all that stuff and put it in a folder. I've never seen anybody who actually needs to access quickly that many files.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do need, you can just use Spotlight, which is easy enough.
Yeah.
Another
clean up your desktop.
Yeah. Another great thing to do is make sure that your hard drive has at least 10% free space.
Mm.
Again, real simple, real easy to do. If you've got a 500 gig hard drive and you have 10 gigs of free space, your computer is always having to... It's like trying to rearrange
stuff around.
Yeah, it's like trying to rearrange furniture in a room that's just too tight.
I got a better analogy for you. It's like trying to cook before you've cleaned the dishes.
Well, no, I do that all the time.
But you shouldn't, because when you got a mess around you in the kitchen, it's tough to do the cooking.
Fair enough.
Okay, that's a better analogy.
Another really good one: if you're having really slow boot time, check to see how many programs are started up.
Okay, where do you do that?
You can go to Users in System Preferences and actually go to Startup Items. If you have 20 things in there, your computer's trying to launch everything the moment your computer starts up, and it's going to take you a 10-minute boot time.
And there will be things left in there from things that you started and you thought you were going to use and that you don't. For instance, if you were running a QuickBooks accounting package for a period of time, there'll be a QuickBooks startup in there. Maybe you're not using it anymore.
Yeah.
So you find that in there, take it out.
Or just iTunes is one of the most common ones that sits in there. A lot of people don't listen to music right away, and if you want to, it's easy enough to launch later.
Mm-hmm.
But it just takes up system cycles.
Got it. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And you have one more?
The other one is to just take a look at your activity monitor. Again, you can get to this through Spotlight. Just go into Spotlight, type in activity monitor, and just see if you've got a bunch of programs running in the back that you don't even see,
mm-hmm.
that you don't use, you have no idea what they are. Now, don't go in and start messing around with system stuff, but if you see a bunch of programs listed under your username that you've never even heard of and don't know what they do, kill them. And their processes. Try to find the program somewhere in your application and see if
you need it.
It's just sitting there.
So these are things you can do for free to speed up your computer. Of
Don't
course,
cost a
more
thing.
RAM is always better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things you can do to spend money. Downloading that MemoryScope program, we'll put the link in for that again. That is outstanding. What it does for me is it gives me a little bit of peace of mind, because even though I only have 4 gig of RAM on my system, which seems to me it should be enough, but it's really not enough. But quite often, my computer will freeze. But what it's doing is it's freeing up space. It's freeing up RAM, so it's some swapping stuff around. And the nice thing about MemoryScope is it tells you, it says
freeing memory.
Yeah, it tells you it's freeing memory up.
So you can go, oh, cool, I'm going to go get a drink.
And you also stop thinking, what have I got? Why have I got so many things open that it needs to free it up? And it makes me start to look. And basically, I think I need more RAM, though. I think that's the best answer is, rather than being more disciplined, it's just adding more RAM.
And if you did both, you'd be even better.
You would. Now, one question going back to your hard drive point about making sure you have 10% free space.
Mm-hmm.
Is defragging still a big deal?
Not really.
It's not.
Not on a Mac. It's just not that big of a deal. I've seen Mac defraggers that you can get, and the the actual stuff that they churn out, not a big deal. You can get stuff.
Because it used to make a big difference in my Windows machines.
The key word in that sentence was Windows machines,
yeah.
They just, it acts in a different way. Will actively correct
the
sort of
file system.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever do want to clean it out and just get rid of some of your old cache files that are just eating up space, there is a program, Clean My Mac.
Uh-huh.
It's $29, I believe, and it will hunt through your user folder, your system caches, your application caches, gunk left over in your trash bin, because there's always little bits and pieces
and downloads folder and stuff like
indeed,
that.
Indeed, that you just never see. That and you can run that once every 2-3 months, and it'll give you a couple gigs of free space.
That's free hard drive space.
That's free hard drive space, and I mean it will speed up your machine a little bit. But the real key is to if you have less than 10%, look in your machine. On Lion, it's easy because in System Profiler, it says exactly what is using up space on your machine. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a 500-gig hard drive and you have 400 gigs of music, think about either paring down the amount of music you keep on the machine or get a bigger hard drive.
Or move your machine, move your music onto a server, onto something off, a hard drive hanging off your airport. That would be a good way to do it.
Or some sort of iCloud.
Foreshadowing of next week's show.
A little
perhaps.
Prelude, if you will.
Chris Miller is one of the chief geeks at MacStation. For more on anything Apple-related, MacStation's the place to go.
We'll see you there.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?